Patient's last name is patient's last name is Y as in yellow, D as in boy, A R R A. First name is Pedro, P E D R A. Date of visit is October 3, 2023. Date of birth is October 1, 1968. The patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in 2011. Come, a patient was in Afghanistan. First up, patient was in a base. So first up, a patient tells me that. Patient tells me that he hit on a MRAP door. First up, it's a military armor vehicle door. First up, patient tells me to hit the left side of the head. First up, a patient tells me that he felt tired, headaches, amnesia that day. First up, a patient tells me that patient tells me that he has a difficulty remember what happened that day. First up, patient was confused. Patient did not feel normal for the next several days. The first up, patient tells me he did not lose consciousness. The first up, patient also tells me that he worked with many explosives when he was in Afghanistan. First up, he tells me that the shockwave have affected him. First up, he does not remember exactly the date of these explosions because there were so many of them in Afghanistan. First up, and next paragraph. Currently, patient has significant blurred vision. First up, they have headaches. First up, has chronic headaches almost on a daily basis. First up, a patient has memory problems. First up, he also has dizziness problems. First up, he has difficulty concentrating at work. First up, and next paragraph. Patient tells me that he currently just finished a reservist obligation. First up, patient is a quality engineer for a gaming company. First up, patient is a quality engineer lead. First up, and patient tells me that these symptoms are affecting his work. First up, he tells me that he has frequent headaches, which are affecting his concentration. First up, patient is not able to focus. First up, patient's difficulty to memorize his task duties. First up, his memory becomes very poor. First up, and next paragraph, it is my opinion that a patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, in March of 2011, come a patient was hit by an armored vehicle door. First up, a patient was hit on the left side of the head. First up, a patient had immediate amnesia symptoms. First up, he does not remember what happened after that. First up, patient felt tired and exhausted throughout the day. First up, a patient also had a severe headache, dizziness, lightheadedness for the next few days. First up, a patient is still having chronic headaches. First up, a patient has cognitive deficits and memory deficits. First up, a patient has blurred vision a lot. First up, a patient also has dizziness a lot. First up, it is my opinion that with a door injury to the head, amnesia symptoms, dizziness, lightheadedness, head pain, headaches, cognitive deficits, these are all signs and symptoms suggesting for traumatic brain injury. First up, next breath, his MOCA examination, MOCA, MOCA examination score is 26 out of 30. First up, patient missed all four. Patient missed four on delay recall. First up, and next paragraph. Next patient. Next patient. Last name is Shedlock. Again, Shedlock. First name is Bradley. Bradley. Date of visit is October. Next paragraph. Date of service is September 28, 2023. First up, date of birth is July 3, 1991. Next paragraph. Patient tells me that he was in a traumatic brain injury, first up. A patient tells me that in 2017, Calvin patient was in North Dakota, first up. A patient tells me that he was at work, first up. He suddenly felt dizzy and felt sick, first up. A patient tell me that he suddenly blacked out and fainted, first up. A patient tells me that he hit as he fainted, comma, he left the temporal area, comma, resulting in bruising and bleeding, first up. First up, a patient tells me that patient tells me that when he woke up, comma, he was confused, having a headache, dizziness, and lightheadedness. First up, first up, patient tells me that he didn't know where he was. First up, the next paragraph. Next paragraph. Patient currently working for the Air Force as a military police. First up, using security forces. First up, patient tells me that he constantly having headaches. First up, patient occasional dizziness, loss of balance. First up, chronic headaches. First up, tells me that these symptoms are affecting him to do his job as a security police. First up, the constant headaches. It's affecting his concentration, first up, the loss of balance is affecting the way, is affecting his work and walking, first up. Next paragraph, a patient currently has chronic headaches, first up, occasional dizziness, and loss of balance, and headache, first up. Patient tells me that, first up. Next up. Next patient, last name is Lomeli, again, Lomeli, first name is Abel. Date of birth is November 1st, 1991. November 1st, 1991, date of service is October 3, 2023. First up, a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury, first of all. It was May of 2011, first up, patient was in Korea, first up, a patient tells me that he was riding on a motorcycle on the left lane, first up, but suddenly a large vehicle turned right in front of him and blocked him, first up, a patient immediately had a motorcycle accident impact onto the truck, first up, a patient tells me he fell down and had complete loss of consciousness, a patient tells me that he was out of consciousness. A patient tells me does not remember how long he was out of consciousness. So first off, patient was taken to the hospital. First off, patient was evaluated. First off, when he woke up, a common patient was confused, disoriented. First off, there's also significant headaches. A patient currently has difficulty with a memory. First off, has trouble remembering things. Difficulty telling the passing of time. First off, has emotional problems. First off, patient also anxiety. First off, a patient has chronic headaches. First off, patient has coordination and balance difficulties. First off, patient also speech difficulties. First off, patient has difficulty to express his thoughts. First off, next to paragraph. A patient currently is working for a smoke lounge. First up, he recently quit. First up, he tells me that his symptoms are affecting him to do his job because of his chronic headaches and memory deficits. First up, he's unable to remember his task duties. First up, he got very nervous at work. First up, he also balancing problems and coordination problems, which caused him very difficult time to work in a smoke lounge. First up, next paragraph. Next, we have a mock examination. His mock examination is 23 out of 30. First up, patient missed 2 on abstraction. First up, patient missed 5 on delay recall. First up, the next paragraph. It is my opinion that a patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, patient was in 2011 in Korea. First up, patient was involved in a motorcycle accident. First up, patient was riding his motorcycle, comma, and then a big truck in front of him made a turn and blocked him. First up, patient ran into the truck and completely lost consciousness. First up, patient fell to the ground. First up, patient has since then has significant memory deficits. First up, his MoCA examination shows that he missed all 5 and delay recall. First up, patient also chronic headaches. First up, patient also significant balance issues. and difficulty forming words. First up, it is my opinion that the patient sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, the head injury, comma, resulted in headaches, comma, confusion, loss of consciousness. These are common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient currently have a lot of headaches, dizziness, lightheadedness, speech difficulties. First up, and next up, right about this marks the annotation. Next patient, last name is Cox, C-O-X, Cox, C-O-X, first name is J-A-M-E-R-S-O-N. Date of visit is September 28, 2023, September 28, 2023. Date of birth is June 28, 1989. Referring physician is California Medical Facility. Next, we have a chief complaint of seizure disorder. Next, we have history of passing known as patients, a 34-year-old male, come a chief complaint of seizure disorder. First off, patient tells me that he's been having seizures since he was 2 years old. So first off, he does not know the reason why he has seizures. So first off, patient tells me that he would have these seizures once a week. First off, patient would have tonic chronic activity. First off, patient would have mood changes. He become very violent and start cursing at people. First off, denies any hemiparesis, hemiparty sensory changes. So first off, a patient tells me that he is usually awake during this. First up, patient does not lose consciousness. First up, patient tells me that he has been taking Depakote for the last 3 months. And since then, he has no seizure episodes, according to the patient. First up, he has no more spells. So first up, he's also taking Keppra, 500 milligrams twice a day. Next to a paragraph. Patient had a video EEG telemetry, in Queen of the Valley in Napa, Queen of the Valley Hospital in Napa, NAPA, California, first up. However, patient only completed 2 out of the 5 days, first up. Patient did not complete the whole test, first up. Next paragraph, next paragraph. Next paragraph, past clinical history, possible seizure disorder, next number. Next number, next number, high cholesterol, next number, high blood pressure, next paragraph, current medication, Depakote, 500 milligrams twice a day, next number. Keppra, I'm sorry, Depakote. Depakote is 500 milligrams twice a day, next number. Keppra, 500 milligrams twice a day, next paragraph. Doxycycline, next number, lisinopril, next number, atorvastatin, next number, amlodipine, next paragraph, acetaminophen, next paragraph. Review system, patient denies any current drug use. First off, denies any current smoking. Next paragraph, review system, patient denies any hemiparesis, hemiparty sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First off, next paragraph, diagnostic test, an EEG study was performed today. First off, it is a normal study. First off, there's no epileptic form discharges. First off, there's no spike in waves activities. First off, next paragraph, impression, possible seizure disorder. First of all, patient tells me that he's been having seizures since he was 2 years old, with tonic-clonic activity, associated mood changes and violent behavior and cursing at people. First of all, patient tells me that he recently was started in Depakote for the last 3 months, and since then he has no more spells. So first of all, next paragraph, patient has done a video EEG telemetry, at Queen of the Valley Hospital in Napa, 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 California. First off, patient only completed 2 of the 5 days. The first off, patient was not able to complete it. The first off, patient requested early termination of the EEG study because the whole ordeal was too much for him. First off, next paragraph, it is unclear that the patient spells are related to seizures. So first up, with the history of seizures related to mood changes, violent behavior, and cursing at people. Kind of like that does not sound like a true epileptic seizure. So first up, patient tells me that he started taking Depakote for the last 3 months and he has no more spells. First up, I suspect that the Depakote was working as a mood stabilizer and that may help with his spells. So first up, next paragraph. Recommendation. I recommend the patient to repeat the video EEG telemetry, to definitively evaluate for seizure disorder. First up, I'm not convinced that he has true epileptic seizure disorder. First up, I suspect that he has a non-epileptic seizure disorder or conversion disorder or pseudo seizure. So first up, however, meanwhile, recommend the patient to continue the Depakote ER 1500 milligrams. This dosage is written on the medical record printed on September 26th of 2023, showing that he's taking Depakote ER 500 milligram tablets, three tablets, which is equivalent to 1500 milligrams. QPM for stop next summer. Continue to Keppra 500 milligrams one pill twice a day for now for stop next summer. If the video EEG telemetry determined that he has no seizures, I'll recommend patient to slowly taper off the Keppra for stop. As far as the typical, it may be useful for his mood as the mood stabilizer for stop. He may see a psychiatrist for that for stop next summer. This marks the end of dictation. Next patient. Next patient, last name is Feast, F as in Frank, I-E-S-T. First name is Carol. Date of visit is October 3, 2023. Date of birth is September 7, 1965. Next program physician is Santa Rita, J-O-S-A-N-T-A, Santa Rita, R-I-T-A, Santa Rita. I'm sorry. Next paragraph, referring physicians, FCI, F is in Frank, C as in Charles, I is in India, Dublin, D-U-B-L-I-N, F-C-I, Dublin. Next paragraph, chief complaint of seizures. Next paragraph, history present in the administration is a 58-year-old female, chief complaint of seizure disorder. Next paragraph, history present in the administration is a 58-year-old female, tells me that she's been having seizures since she was 14 years old, first of all. She does not remember what caused her seizures or for stuff, but then she went to school one day and suddenly fainting and having seizures or for stuff. Patient tells me that seizures is consistent of fainting. For stuff, a patient tells me that this would happen once a year for stuff. Patient was put on Trilepto for stuff. In the last episode was in April of 2023 for stuff. A patient was playing cards. For stuff, patient was not feeling well. For stuff, a patient was sitting and suddenly she tried to get up for stuff, and then she tells me that she had a convulsion for stuff. She tells me that she does not remember what happened. She fell to the ground for stuff. She had an abnormal tasting in the mouth for stuff at that time for stuff. A patient does not remember what happened. A patient tells me that her eyes roll back. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that she's never had a brain MRI, Next paragraph, a past medical history, possible seizures disorder, next number. Current medication. The patient tells me that she's not taking any current medication. Next for allergies, no known drug allergies. Next for social history. The patient tells me that she does not smoke, does not drink alcohol, does not use illicit drugs. Next for past medical history. Past medical history. Put cardiac arrhythmia and aggressive peritonitis. P-E-R-I-O-D-O-N-I-T-I-T-S. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph, social history. Patient tells me she does not smoke, does not drink alcohol, does not use illicit drugs. Next paragraph, a diagnostic test, an EEG study was performed today for stuff. It was a normal. It was a normal study, first up, but the study was that shows that there's no epileptic form discharges. So first up, there's no spike in waves activity. So first up, there's no status epilepticus. So first up, next we have impression. Impressions of a patient report that she had a seizure since she was 14 years old. So first up, her seizure episodes are associated with fainting when she was 14 years old. First up, she suddenly fainted. There's no head trauma. First up, patient does not know the cause of seizures. So first up, patient was put in trileptal at that time. First up, patient does stop taking the medication. First up, however, in April of 2023, comma, patient was playing cards. So comma, suddenly, she did not feel well. Comma, she stand up. Comma, and suddenly, she fainted and fell to the ground. First up, patient tells me that she had convulsion. First up, her eyes roll back. Next paragraph. Patient also tells me that she has never had a brain MRI done for stuff. Next number. The EEG study was performed today for stuff. It is a normal study for stuff. I don't see any epileptic form discharges. So for stuff, I don't see any spike in waves activity. So for stuff, however, a normal EEG study does not completely definitively rule out seizure disorder for stuff, as the seizure focus could be very deep inside the brain for stuff. Next number. Now, recommendation, explain to patient developed diagnosis. Next summer, I would recommend the patient obtain a brain MRI to definitively evaluate for rel any structural lesions in the brain, which can be acting as a seizure focus the first time in summer. I do not recommend patient to start the seizure medications at this point. First up, however, if she continue up the spells, which are, if they were typical spells, such as arching back, tonic-clonic activity, please let me know. First up, at that time, I may start on some seizure medications such as Keppra 500 milligrams twice a day. First up, however, I would like to have her obtain a brain MRI first, to make sure that there are no structural lesions. If she continues to have recurring symptoms, please send the patient back to me for further evaluation. First up, next paragraph. This marks the end of dictation. Next patient. Next patient, last name is Williams. First name is Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. Date of visit is October 3, 2023. Date of birth is May 10, 1962. First up, next paragraph, a chief complaint of possible seizures. And next paragraph, Mr. President, this patient is a 61-year-old male, coming with possible seizures in the past. The first up, a patient tells me that patient had history of seizures, first up, but however, he would have these about once a month. First up, he usually can feel that it is coming on. First up, a patient tells me that he would have confusion, disorientation. First up, a patient tells me that he was taking Dilantin. First up, but the Dilantin has been effective for him. But in the past, his seizures was mostly due to alcohol withdrawal. First up, a patient tells me that when he stops drinking, that's when he has the most seizures. So first up, next paragraph, patient denies any hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First up, next paragraph, past medical history, possible seizures, and possible alcohol withdrawal seizures. So first up, next paragraph. Benign prostate hypertrophy, COPD, next to our current medications, Remeron, Xenomer, Phenytoin, or Dilantin, 300 milligrams at night, or first time, Xenomer, Risperidol, Flomax, next number allergies, no known drug allergies. Next one, social history. Patient has beer several times per day in the past since he was 18 years old, etc. Patient's a former smoker, start age of 27 years old. The first patient have no history of IV drug use. Next of her family history, mother of diabetes. Next for a review system, please do not put review system. Next for a diagnostic test, an EEG study was performed today. First off, it is negative study. First off, there's no epileptic fund discharges. So first off, there's no spike in waves activities. So first off, however, a normal EEG study does not definitively rule out underlying seizure disorder, given that the seizure focus could be very deep inside the brain. First off, next over. Next paragraph impression, possible alcohol withdrawal seizures. So first off, the EEG study today shows no epileptic fund discharges. So first off, it is normal. First off, I suspect patient likely have alcohol withdrawal seizures in the past. First off, patient has been taking Claritin for the last 3 years. So recommendation, I will obtain a brain MRI camera to definitively evaluate and rule out for any structural lesions in the brain. First off, that may act as a seizure focus. So first off, next patient, although has a normal EEG today, however, a normal EEG does not definitively rule out for seizure disorders or seizure focus, if it's really deep inside the brain. First off, if the brain MRI is negative or normal, may recommendation to slowly taper off the Dilantin. First off, explain to them that we could lower the Dilantin to 200 milligrams per month for a month, and then 100 milligrams per month, and then discontinue. First off, if he has any seizures activities during the tapering process, put him back on 300 milligrams of first step. Next step, paragraph, this marks a denotation.